USA News, I'm Julio Flores. Former Vice President Mike Pence is calling President Biden's briefing on UFOs too little too late. On Thursday, the president spoke on recent aerial objects that have been shot down over the past few weeks. After the briefing, Pence went on Fox News and said the two-week span between the first object appearing and Biden's remarks was unacceptable. He also questioned why Biden allowed the first aerial balloon to travel across the U.S. before it was shot down. During his speech, Biden said the three objects shot out of the sky last weekend were tied to private companies, recreation, or weather research.
We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were, but nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says he'll be filing a subpoena to testify before a grand jury investigating former President Trump's alleged attempt to overturn the 2020 election. The Republican who is weighing a run for president in 2024 called the subpoena unprecedented and unconstitutional. The death penalty won't be used as long as Josh Shapiro is governor of Pennsylvania.
At its core, for me, this is a fundamental statement of morality, of what is right and what is wrong, in my humble opinion.
That's what the Democrat declared as he said no execution warrants will be issued while he's in office. He also called on lawmakers to send him a bill that permanently gets rid of the death penalty. The five officers charged for murdering Tyre Nichols are set to appear in court today.
They were fired after footage was released of Nichols being beaten after a traffic stop in January, eventually dying 3 days later. Two Shelby County, Tennessee Sheriff's Office deputies were suspended this week in connection with the death of Nichols. The five officers involved, part of a now disbanded Scorpion unit in the Memphis Police Department. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
We're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Kevin Durant was introduced as a member of the Phoenix Suns for the first time on Thursday. Durant says joining Devin Booker, Chris Paul, and DeAndre Ayton was what lured him to Phoenix.
I'm excited I'm here. I'm looking forward to trying to add as much as I can to the group already. Like I said, they've built, you know, themselves up and built the structure and the infrastructure up for themselves already, and I'm looking forward to adding to it.
The 13-time All-Star was formally introduced after being acquired from the Brooklyn Nets at the trade deadline last week. Durant also said that he believes the Suns have all the pieces to be successful. There were more than 3,000 fans in attendance at the Footprint Center to welcome the former league MVP to the city. Durant continues to rehab from an MCL injury that he sustained last month. The timeline on his return to the court remains unclear. Durant said he's very grateful for the warm welcome, but it's time to get to work.
I know I've done a lot of good things in basketball, but I haven't done them yet in a Suns jersey. I'm looking forward to doing it. So I want to go out there and do as most as I can and be the best that I can every day for you guys. So I appreciate the warm welcome, but I got more work.
Michigan State is planning to resume athletics this weekend following the on-campus shooting that killed three students and wounded five others earlier this week. The women's basketball team will be hosting Maryland at the Breslin Center on Saturday, while the men's team travels to take on Michigan in Ann Arbor. The university's athletic director, Alan Haler, after consulting with student athletes and mental health professionals, the decision was made that a return to practice and competition is a crucial part of their recovery. I'm Julio Flores, USA.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.